You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
I am slightly concerned over the last couple of years as it relates to Stugatz and a habit that he has picked up. Another habit that he has picked up so that he can have action next to the action of daily scam action that he has every day.
Thank you.
He has developed, I believe, an addiction to these lotteries. He has got so many Mega Million tickets.
Yep.
He's got so, I don't understand why you're buying so many of them. I don't ever hear about you winning.
I have mega tickets. I have Powerball tickets. I drive around town to town. I'm not feeling good now. I drive around town to town, Dan. Here's the key to playing Powerball and playing Mega Millions. And I have Powerball tickets in my bag right now, but I have no idea if I won last night. We'll check during the show.
Ooh, geez.
But what I do is I drive around. I drive around the Midwest. I'm on a gummy. I'm in the passenger seat. I drive around the South. I'm on a gummy. I'm in a passenger seat. I drive around South Florida. I'm on a gummy. I'm in a passenger seat.
Wait, we got it.
And I try to scout out good locations where a winning lottery ticket would be sold.
I like this.
Thank you.
I like this idea because you don't buy winning lottery tickets at random places. If you, there is a theme or a trend. It's never like, oh, I got it from Safeway. No one ever gets a winning lottery ticket from like a chain supermarket.
Right.
Stu, what are you running from?
What do you mean?
Why are you trying to get out? Why are you trying to get away? Why are you trying to play the lottery so much? To like, what are you trying to get out of? What are you trying to escape?
The winning
right
ticket,
now?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's over $1 billion right now.
1.2.
It's the ultimate end game. I'm with Stu. I love just the idea. Like, let me hit it one time. I'll still come to work, but let me just have the money.
No, you won't.
Is there a more done topic in all of radio and podcasting than if you win the lottery, what are you going to do? I feel like that is the number one conversation in the history of mankind.
Well, what would you do?
We've done it at least like 6 times just in the last year.
And it's always fun. It never gets old. It never gets tired. It never gets boring.
But my fear is I'm going to have a winning ticket and be the one that loses the winning ticket because I have no idea where my tickets are. They're everywhere.
You need to do what my dad does.
I have them in my car right
just
now.
Just stash them in the car. That's what my dad does. There's really? Just a million of them from over a year. I don't even know if he checks the numbers. I think he just likes to fill out the Scantron.
You guys have friends that will be like, oh, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your money with this. One of my friends the other day was like, put that $10 in an IRA. And my other friend's retort was, that's not going to get me $1 billion in 40 years.
Is the other friend Priya?
Yes. Yeah. She's my Powerball ticket plug.
Yeah.
We have a Powerball pact. I've said it before on the show.
Yep.
She does all the Powerball Mega Millions purchasing. I will just get a cut. I don't do anything.
You just kick in? You don't even kick in?
If she asked me to, I would, but she's never asked.
Oh, Priya.
What a deal for you.
Yeah. We got to talk to Priya about that.
The final number last night was 15. And on my first sheet, I have a 15 as my final number.
I'm with Stugatz, though.
Oh my God. So close. Better
just
buy
five
some
away.
More.
I'm with Stugatz, though. You want to assess the gas station. Yeah. The way you do at a flight?
You have to.
Is this the one that goes down? You're assessing the people around? It's the
what?
Same thing.
No, that, you know how
is
I know?
Is this the Boeing?
You know how I assess it? I look in the mirror. I'm like, it's
I'm
not
on,
going down.
Yeah.
We're good.
I always look around. I'm like, that person's not dying today. We're right. good.
Is Tony the backup pilot?
We're saying we're flying. Trust me, we are landing that thing.
What is happening? What is happening with the delusion that you will win this? That you know what a winning gas station looks like.
It has a look, Dan. Yeah. You know when you see it.
Yeah.
I'd like for you to explain to me. You guys are all nodding when he mm-hmm. says, yes, I know, I look at a place and I know whether that looks like a place that would give away $1 billion. And I don't understand what any of you are talking about.
Allow me to explain, Dan. When I go out to get lottery tickets, my wife says, why don't you just go to the Publix right down the street in Parkland?
That's rookie move.
You want to know
ridiculous.
Why I don't go there, Dan? Because that place is never going to generate the winning ticket. I go to Tamarack. That's where mm-hmm. I go. I mean, I just drive around University Drive until I find something.
I'll give you two other places where I guarantee you will never get a winning ticket. Those automated machines,
games.
Right? Like a vending machine? No. And then they've done this now. They've launched an app where you can play on your phone. I'm like, absolutely not. The winning ticket comes from a filled out Scantron handed to a gas station clerk who's got right. grubby hands. Like mm-hmm. their hands are all gray from yes. all the dust and
yes.
stuff. And then you also have to get, like, you know, something like a pack of cigarettes from behind them. That's where the winning ticket comes
from. It has to be a place where if you could picture it in a news story about where the winning ticket was purchased, you'd be like, wow, that seems like the BP in Tamarack. That seems like a place where they'd sell a winning ticket. You read it and it sounds legit.
Somewhere where the shifts are very defined, because when they sell the winning ticket, they're going to go there and interview the guy that sold it. And he's like, yeah, like the customers came in and I can't believe that's happened at my store. Because I think they get a bonus, don't they? I want to say that the place that sells the winning ticket gets a bonus.
What kind of bonus?
Like just the,
you want to say, you just said it.
Just
you
little,
said it.
A little like thank
there's
you.
There's a bonus? There's
I think
a,
so.
There's a tip. Instead
I
want to
say you're
to,
right.
Instead of going to education.
I think there is a bonus, Dan.
Instead of going to education, mm-hmm. we're just going to give that lucky little gas station
yeah.
over on Levine, we're going to give them, we're going to break them off a little percentage that could go to the kids.
Something off the top.
You're right. Yep. I'm seeing bonus commissions
yep.
for selling jackpot winning tickets.
Yes.
Like if you sell $5,000 for selling a $2 million winning ticket and $1,000 for selling $1 million winning ticket.
And then it goes
the vending machines, you're right. You're never going to get like $1 million out of one, but I've won a lot of money in scratch-offs from the vending machines.
What's
and
a lot of
it's
money?
A it's
scratch-offs
are a lot of money.
More than $100.
Scratch,
really?
Scratch
more than enough to pay
like
for my scratch-off
yeah.
habit.
To Amin's point, though, I don't trust anything electronic. That's the thing. It can give me something fake. Electronic roulette, please.
No.
Electronic blackjack, I know
hell
you're cheating.
No. Yeah.
Everything is cheating if it's electronic.
Because they could program it. They've actually
exactly.
done this in Vegas where there were the big thing happened with the slot machines. We're all like programmed to make you
just
lose.
Programmed to not win.
Yeah, to not win.
I
no.
agree.
There's a couple of things I do when I get my lottery tickets. I tell the person, I'm going to retire you if we win. Now, I'm not going to do it. I hope it's not binding. Wow. I hope there's no video. That's why you have to go to like a cheap gas station, because they don't have video. Okay. But I always tell the person, hey, I win, you win. All right. You can buy this gas station. That's one thing I do. The other thing I do, I never fill out a sheet without the number 23. MJ. I mean,
Stugatz, please.
You don't
just real quick. I
think I won.
I will get to your superstitions and whatnot in a moment, but I don't know whether I've been off and everyone here is sick. And I don't actually know if Chris Cody was just doing an impersonation in my ear or whether I just heard delivered to all the appearance I had not discovered yet of a third Zagacki roaming around here. with his politics showing, and this third Zagacki is not as good as the first two Zagackis. But I appreciate. Are you telling me that while I was gone, a third Zagacki was born? And I think I heard. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Jeremy trying to partake in a fourth Zagacki, and I am here for a future where I am surrounded by a chorus of clucking Zagackis.
You know what it means when you have four Zagackis, Dan. You don't have one.
I mean, I don't.
Here when you need me.
Did I just hear?
Oh!
That was Fleming.
My voice never cracks. Like the Constitution.
All right. Well, since we're moving into a serious place, I saw Ralph Nader get involved where he says sports betting is going to change all of professional and college sports. And you should know, like, we're right in the middle of all of these sports leagues are terrified of the gambling problems that approach as gambling floats the media industry and gambling pays for everything in sports. And we're going to now start moralizing about, oh, I'm a little scared now if I'm Adam Silver, even though I've gotten into bed, as all of these leagues have, with everybody that's involved with gambling to help normalize it. And these leagues should be terrified of everything that's happening. America has a gambling problem, but it's lotto. but it's mega millions.
It's not a problem.
I feel like most people are gambling responsibly.
Well, yeah. I don't know what Stugatz is doing because and I want Tony, I want you to elaborate on what your question to Stugatz is because you've got him up to something.
I've got him always
up
to something.
And to me, it's just a get rich quick scheme. The most cliched of them. Like he wants to spend a few hundred bucks here in the hopes that he could be a billionaire.
It feels to me like the moment that $1.2 billion ticket cashes in Stugatz's hands from the BP in Tamarack will be the last day that we ever see Stugatz ever again.
I don't know.
Ever.
No, I mean, here, yes.
Here.
But I think we'll see him on TV. I have the idea that Stugatz, because Dan says this all the time, Stugatz cannot stay away from a microphone. So the first month, sure, he's going to travel the world with his wife and kids. They're going to have fun. They're going to go on these exotic vacations.
He's doing that regardless.
He's going to play golf in some of the... Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so what he does now.
But at some point, he's going to get antsy, and he's going to want to be on with, like, Mikey C and Mikey C and Mikey G and Mikey T.
Other Mikey G. Mm-hmm.
And Bubba Watson and Dava Chamberlain, all those guys.
My guys, the other
Gronk.
Yep.
They're all going to get together.
The other Gronk.
Gordy.
Not Chris, Gord, right?
I don't know. Yeah. They're all Gronks to me.
I know.
There's the one that plays and then the other Gronk.
The wrong Gronk? Is that what you're saying? You're not even saying it's the other Gronk.
Not Gronk.
You're saying it's... But you're not saying it's not Gronk. You're saying... It's even second and third degree Gronk adjacent?
No, I'm saying that anyone who's not the Gronk that plays is just the other Gronk.
There's Rob, then there's Chris. I think it goes in this order. And then Gordy Gronkowski.
So there's
we love Gordy.
This is what I just heard from you. There's Gronk, and then there's the other Gronk, and the other Gronk.
So, all right. So this is the third Gronk is what you were saying.
They all work hard.
Yeah.
I'm sure
they're all the same. One just happens to be one of the greatest tight ends of all time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Birthing an economy of Gronks, famous Gronks to roam the land.
Hey, it's Mike. As you know, sports are a bit crazy right now. It kind of feels like everything is happening all at once, and you have to make some decisions to prioritize if you want to support your team or go out and see some of these games. Well, I've got a recommendation for you. As someone that loves sports and loves attending live sporting events, you're always hunting the secondary market for hard-to-find tickets. I've been out there in those streets, and I know. The best possible place for me and you is Game Time. It's an incredible app that is so upfront with its pricing. It's an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which makes getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Game Time, tons of last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off buying last-minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Don Levitard.
Stugatz, if you give him the choice, Stugatz, you can have the very same thing one of two ways. You could get it honestly or you could steal it. He'll always choose stealing it.
Stugatz.
Well, it's the quicker path. I mean, it's just, you know.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I saw in the Athletic, I think it was David Aldridge writing for the Athletic.
DA.
He was writing about how players are saying that fans who are gambling are even more dehumanizing
than they were before.
Shocker.
Yeah. That now you're losing me money, and the way that the players are being heckled is because the arena is more aggressive this way. When like, oh my God, now that we're going to make it this clearly sort of the gladiator. I've got money rolling on this, and this is sort of I'm going to watch the spectacle here. You just cost me money because you made 1-3 instead of 2, and I had you at 1.5 over threes for the game, and now I'm yelling all sorts of dehumanizing insults at you. This is a problem that has been in the shadows for a while, but now it's all out in the open. And I ask you, how different is it?
I think it's not that different.
From Stugatz's present addiction to these dumb tickets.
Whoa.
I think because of fantasy, this has kind of been going on for a while. People have been getting mad at running backs for not getting me enough fantasy points for probably over a decade now.
People were mad at DeMar Hamlin for dying on the field because they reset fantasy football scores because that game didn't finish.
A lot of leagues.
Talk about dehumanizing. Yeah. Like fantasy football. Come on. Like that, well, but that's this been is doing
where,
that
but,
for
hold
years.
On, Jeremy. But this is where this started, right? This is where some of this started. That was always a joke a while ago when fantasy just started. There was a joke you'd say to a player. You see Joe Mixon in the street, and you say, oh, you cost me. I needed that touchdown. And it was a joke. But now, more and more, when there's money involved, you're entitled to it. You're entitled to it. I can say whatever you want to this guy. He just cost me money.
Well, fantasy is different. There's not an instant payout. So does it impact your season? Perhaps. But you don't get paid out until weeks later, until after the season's over. This is instantaneous. This is your money on the line as the game is being played, and it's happening at all different times. Like, you have that bet, first team to score 10 points. Like, you have fans yelling at all different times at all different players at every single game.
This is in the same vein as the people at Inter Miami. Fans are, because all the prices are crazy and Messi isn't playing a lot, so people want to know ahead of time, is he playing? This is the same kind of conversation of entitlement. To me, if I'm gambling on a sport, I'm taking, like, I know the risk. If a guy doesn't play well, that's just part of it. Like, same thing, if I buy a ticket to Inter Miami, if Messi's out that game, that's just part of this. Like, no, I don't think there's too entitled. Like, I agree with everything Dan's saying. People are upset about all these things, but it's just entitlement.
I tell you what, I had a player tell me that the thing about this that is different from when people were just like, oh my God, you blew the game or whatever, is, like, we're winning, and I had a great game. But, like, your line was something. So I had a player that said, out of spite, like, if guys yelling at him, I was like, hey, I need you to hit 2 more threes to hit my over. The guy's like, I will purposely just stop shooting threes. Like, if we're winning and, like, in the
I love that.
And I'm doing well.
It's like, on the fan. Don't open your mouth.
I mean, okay, but you guys are talking about entitled here. And what I will tell you is the more you dehumanize the athlete, less and less and less and less and less and less and less human, the more you are entitled. Because any of us talking right now would say, I'm not entitled to someone else's humanity. But here, you put money on it. You put money on it. and now the conversation gets coarse. But I really do want to compare. Look, man, I was stunned that we were in Las Vegas in the Super Bowl, a conservative entity. The NFL, conservative entity.
Hold on. You were stunned?
Yes. I'm stunned that in 10 years...
Did someone say conservative entity?
Wow! No!
What?
Oh, this is why...
Hers was better than mine.
In the fifth Zagacki.
Yours was flooding.
How is the fifth Zagacki better than the third and the fourth Zagacki already? How is that possible?
New Zagacki rankings. Top 5.
Learning at the knee.
I mean, Tony's is the best of the
Mine's
Zagakis.
Mine's is the best, man. You don't have to worry about it.
Wow.
I do. Mike's I think it's better be upset, than I think it's better than Mike's.
CT5 Zagakis. Number 5, Chris.
I want to get back to Stugatz,
okay,
though, and him you believe how would his life change? Because Stugatz wouldn't be in a place where he was not allowed to give his sports opinion to people when he wished. So you've got him off on some island, and I understand why you think he'd be golfing all day, but he's going to have opinions on a Monday after football, and he's going to want a place to put them. So I don't think it's just retiring to some island somewhere.
I figured it out. Stugatz, what he'll do is he'll parlay the amazing story of him winning the lottery to become like the biggest guest on the whole sports circuit. So instead of having his own
show. A billionaire who doesn't need sports.
Exactly. So he'll go on Rich Eisen. He'll infiltrate Dan
Eisen
Patrick.
Won't have me.
No, they will when you win the lottery.
Right.
When you're a billionaire,
buy
they
my
absolutely
way on.
Will.
Yeah.
Absolutely
oh, can
will.
I ask you guys a question? I just realized this. Because when Stugat said Eisen won't have me on, I think Samson's filling in for Eisen.
We were just back here when you said Eisen. We're like, can you believe Samson's
what?
Doing Eisen?
I'm really? A little,
I'm really? A little,
I think he's cheating on us.
Huh?
I don't like this.
Tony Show alum.
Wow.
I just learned of this. How do we feel? Samson wants some stardom. He's doing shows. He's doing a tour. And now he's filling in for Rich Eisen. And I was like, whoa. I didn't know that. I mean, that's a big seat. That's not a small seat. It's a small person sitting in the seat.
Yeah.
Do we do the thing where what Matt Ishbia did? Like, if you go over there, you can't come back over here?
Isn't he competing against us right
yeah,
now?
Like
isn't David Sampson right now an employee for Meadowlark? Yep. Is he not just right now competing against us?
I mean, what's his contract look like? I'm sure he'll find a way to wiggle out of it.
I bet whatever he's doing on Rich Eisen's show, I bet he doesn't have this.
Go pee pee. Good job, Yeti.
You think he's got that, Streeter?
What is that show? What time is that show? Is that at noon? Is that going up against us as we release our podcasts? David Sampson is going to be competing against our show.
It is noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's on Roku. It's on Odyssey.
Wait. Why are you sending people there? No, we don't know.
Dan asked the question.
We don't know what channel it's on. No, don't answer the question. Don't you know how to play this game? Dan asked. You say, I don't know.
I only watch the DraftKings Network.
Exactly.
Hmm. Who's Rich Eisen?
There you go. Even better.
Well, I think that he and Stugatz don't get along.
I heard jealousy in Stugatz right there. I think what Samson's doing today, you're jealous of.
No, I'm just imagining if I did it and the reaction that I would get.
Yeah. It reminds me of the April Fool's tweet that I saw that said Stugatz was getting a job with WFAN that a few people sent me, and I was like, guys, come on. Stugatz would actually have to go to this job
if
he took it.
Number one. Number two, it was the laziest. They didn't bother to write like some expositional story. It was just a picture of Stugatz. It's what we've turned into. You put anything, a picture of a person in action, a little logo, and a quote in that specific font with quotes around it, people take that as fact. I cannot count the number of times my friends have been fooled by the internet just because it came in a clever infographic. Infographics, you want to talk about what's destroying America? It's not sports gambling. It's not gambling. It's infographics. Those things are the worst, the absolute worst, and people keep falling for them, and I'm sick and tired of it. Like, they don't even, like, attempt to say, wait a second, where was this reported? Let me look at the fine print, hat tip to such and such. Let me go Google that article, that podcast. Nope, I'm just going to take its word for it because of the font.
The infographic has such validity in social currency that if you see quotes, you're like, oh, I'm locked in. I got to read it. They must be true.
That's how Ballsack Sports blew up, right? Like, we interviewed him on Basketball Illuminati. Shout out to that great podcast that once existed, right? we interviewed the guy, and he was like, because his quotes were going viral.
He's right, Dan.
What was that?
R.I.P.
Stating facts.
It was a great podcast that once existed.
Your third eye open.
There's a lot of those around here.
You know?
There used to be.
It's like ancient civilizations. Remember the ancient Egyptians? Look at the pyramids. Oh, my God. Look at that episode of Basketball Illuminati. Oh, my God.
Their stupidity.
There it is. Just flying around there. You go, people, tourists go. You know, they got the Parthenon, you got the Colosseum in Rome, and then you got
the broken tip pyramid of Basketball Illuminati.
Then you got off the looking glass over here.
You were saying.
But yeah, the guy was telling us, he's like, he
Who
noticed.
Who would have seen this popularity in women's sports coming?
Dog. Yo, the number of like, A, huge women's sports stories, and B, conspiracies in basketball that have happened since both of those shows went off the air. It's like, you know what? Maybe have a little patience. Maybe that's the lesson.
Is it? Is that the lesson? Because it seemed like you were headed somewhere else before you started talking about Basketball Illuminati, a podcast that once existed.
Yep, a great civilization. Yeah. Like Atlantis, the lost city of Atlantis.
We may have found it, by the way.
But you were saying before that.
Yes.
What?
We may have found it.
We're finding oceans under oceans now, Dan. It's a crazy time.
If you look at, there's a place in the Sahara Desert that has these seven rings, just like Atlantis. Just
put it on the poll, please, Juju. Are we finding oceans under oceans?
What is Joe Biden doing there?
Also put on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Have we indeed rediscovered Atlantis? Because I don't think we
can't get there, though. We can't get there because it's a very dangerous stretch of Saharan Desert.
What are you saying,
with
though?
Pirates, like, and with other rebels.
Anytime Tony's got this body posture.
No, but Tony, what are you like?
I'm like,
it's terrifying.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
I'm just trying to put you guys on game.
Tony, all right, so wait. You're trying to put me on game that Atlantis has been rediscovered and has...
I'm putting it on the screen right
now.
The
surprising thing that Lewis had
shocker.
This ready
Lewis
to
do. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is, Dan? The white stuff? It's salt. If we can zoom out, I don't think we can here.
We can make the world's largest salted rim margarita.
Let my boy cook.
This is hundreds of miles away from the ocean. How did that happen? Just putting that out there for you.
Mm-hmm. Something to ponder.
Yep.
Put in the file.
Upload it.
Hold on.
Oceans under oceans.
I mean, he's got to checkmate. Bishop to Rook 9.
Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you.
I put this on the poll as well, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Are infographics indeed destroying America?
I agree with that take, because then there will be like a 3-hour show the next day that's just reacting from the infographic.
A question, by the way.
Sometimes it's our show.
Tony, you said that it's dangerous because there are pirates. Why the hell are pirates in the middle of nowhere there?
Well, there's pirates in the water, if you're trying to get to like where that is.
This
like
is the Saharan Desert.
Right, but I'm saying on the coast, there's pirates if you're trying to get in. But once you get in, there's rebel groups around that area.
Too. I'm flying.
No, you can't fly.
Can't come chopper,
man. No.
You can't do the Sudeikis chopper with Pablo?
Can't do it, no.
Forgive me, though. Just forgive me for a second. Just forgive me. In the middle of this, I still don't know what this infographic is. Like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Like, what are you saying? People falling for what?
Wait, you don't understand the concept of infographics?
No, this one, the one you're saying
about
as it relates to Stugatz. Yes, nope. You're talking about something so inside that I don't know what you're talking about. And you're saying it as if everyone knows that an infographic reported something about Stugatz, and I'm learning about it for the first time.
I'll tell you where you can find out all about it, Dan. You're going to learn everything. Just go to the Slow Report. They'll have it in about a week.
Don Lebatard.
David Sampson, weirdo. Because he was not the fun substitute teacher who'd wheel out a TV and play a VHS tape of Armageddon in science class. He was the weird one who would eat an egg salad sandwich while clipping his toenails into the trash can and ranting about Ronald Reagan.
Stugatz.
The guy kept talking about how his ass was smooth. Smoother than a newborn's cheek. He wouldn't stop bragging about his bare buttocks to me.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
I don't know, Stugatz, where exactly it ranks on the greatest joys of sharing fandom with your friends, okay? But enjoying the suffering of someone you care about's allegiances when sports are laughing at them, I think, is one of the great joys to be found anywhere in sharing friendship around sports, okay? And so I was very eager, because our crew's sick. We took a beating this week. And I was eager to come in here today and make fun of Billy. I'm telling you that it hurtled me. It hurtled me through a difficult week last week, that to watch the Marlins not just lose, but lose in our most historic game in a way that nobody ever loses after making the playoffs and firing the one woman or making it so uncomfortable for the one woman in her front office that they were going to demote her. And right out of the gate, what do? Their new genius Rays GM starts 0-7, and Avisail Garcia, one of the worst spends in the sports history, on his first at bat is getting booed, strikes out, and then complains they shouldn't be booing me when that's one guy they are paying, and they're going to lose Jazz Chisholm, and they don't know how to make money, and they're just creating diabetes in the outfield with that all-you-can-eat buffet. Come watch us at the lowest ticket price. Stugatz.
Yes.
You see what's happening with the A's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Opening day, A's was $19. 12 people there. Marlins were $13. They were the business is failing in Miami. It swallowed Jeter.
They made the playoffs, and then they come out of the box here with a start no team has ever started this way after making the playoffs.
0-7 and all seven games at home. That's amazing.
They were favorite yes. in all those games. They played two bad teams in the Pirates and the Angels.
No, the Pirates aren't bad. The Pirates started this way last season.
Well, the Pirates have played the Marlins and the Nationals, so you'll see how that goes as they start playing some tougher teams within their division and elsewhere. But they're off to a good start. The Marlins, there's a lot of baseball history, Dan, and to have the worst start of a team that made the playoffs the year before is not ideal. What's crazy is they had their best opening day attendance since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then did this and kind of squandered all of it.
Coming off a playoff season. But what Dan is saying, because Dan loves baseball, Dan wants the Marlins to be good, but you want Billy to be miserable more?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
It's just the comedic fodder of Burger King wants to give away a Whopper for the Marlins winning a game, and they haven't been able to. And it's a whole homestand, and it was. And people don't think the Angels or the Pirates are any good. That's Trout. Don't tell me he's not good. He hit a ball further than Stanton ever hit one. Yeah. It was 500 feet.
Yeah, win something.
Tired of him doing that.
Yeah, solo home run. He's going to hit 40 homers, get 43 RBI.
Right.
And
do nothing.
No, what do you mean do nothing? He's unbelievable. He's not boring.
And nobody can ground into a double play like Garcia.
They're the best in the league at having a player who can ground into a double play, though. If you're looking for elite, they're elite at grounding into double
plays. But their bullpen stinks. Burger King wants to give away a Whopper. They want to feed Miami to death. Okay, they just want to feed us here. $13 tickets. They fed us bullshit. They felt like this is baseball's last business brothel house. Like they came in here and just took everything and are going to leave nothing but bones. Like it's just going to be skeletal remains.
Don't watch the baseball. Just eat, please.
Look, Sampson tricked Jeter and A-Rod into, we'll fight over teams. And then they sold it for too much. And now the economy just rots it. Like they've got no chance coming out of the gate this way. And the part, though, that overrode all of that for me is that as the Panthers head into the playoffs and Jimmy Butler's riding around the streets of Miami on a horse, Billy gets finally the start to his season after a playoff run. And in our most historic sport, seven games at home, lost out of the gate, bullpen falling apart. It's like the worst way a season can start.
The all-you-can-eat seats, do I get the Gator Dogs there too? Can I?
I don't believe the Gator Chili Dog qualifies. You got pretzels, burgers, hot dogs, all sort of your standard ballpark food. But a Gator Chili Dog, I'll tell you.
I want that dog. I want that. I've never wanted a dog more.
As bad as this Marlins team is, it inspired me. And I think it should inspire Marlins fans to get creative and write a song. I got in the lab, I got with Yeti, and I wrote a song about my sadness with this Marlins team.
Samson, he won't have that. Rich Eisen, I can't believe what Stugatz is just showing me here because he's just turning the camera to me and it's Samson. You guys in video need to get this. It's on an airplane and he's saying, looking forward to sitting in. This would have been good, Stugatz, to give video instead of just
Read the copy.
But Samson is saying he's taunting us.
What's he saying?
He is. Well, he said he's excited to fill in for Rich Eisen and thanks for the invites.
Looking forward to sitting in your chair, Rich Eisen. How many shows of this size are there in America? Five shows this size?
Us, Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
What else?
Seven. But Samson's getting a big chair today, and he was invited.
He needs one.
He does. That's true. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be competing against us now while going on tour.
Let's kick his ass.
Yeah, that's
Dan,
right.
You weren't here for the Matt Ishbia sound, but I don't know if we can pull that up. I'll filibuster while people search for it. But I want him to know, we're number one. We're going to kick his effing ass.
That's right.
And we're going to stick it to him. And I'm number one. You're number one. Thank you. You're number one. We win. We win. We win. I love you, buddy.
I think we all knew the Marlins season was going to go downhill when the bad omen of the Sandy Alcantara bobblehead arm fell off.
Also when Samson said they would be this year's Diamondbacks.
I'm told that we do have that voicemail. Dan, I don't know if you've heard it. The Matt Ishbia voicemail, the owner of the Phoenix Suns.
I have, but that was very graceful the way you did that. Tried to toss it to video and then...
I tried to filibuster, and I did.
Here we go. Not well, though. Not well.
Hey, buddy. Hope you're doing good. Just want to say I love you. We took those suckers down. Fuck them. And we're going to keep sticking it to them forever.
Forever.
Fuck those guys. We're number one. We kick the shit out of them. Brokers are number one. UWM's number one. You're number one. We're all number one together, and fuck them. I fucking hate them with all my heart. We're going to keep kicking their ass every fucking day. That's why I was here fucking 4 a.m. again today. I don't give a fuck. We're going to keep kicking their ass. And so, love you, man. We talked about it. We waited for weights to go up. I'm going to win. You're going to win. Both are happening right now. Keep hiring. Keep building. Keep growing. Let's fucking go.
Dan, our producers are number one. Our video team is number one. You're number one. Sugats is number one. We're going to keep kicking their fucking asses. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. I've been up since 4 a.m.
Who are you fighting with?
The Rich Eisen Show now, Samson, and that traitor, that traitor David Samson. And you know what? You can take his ass and stay his ass over there. Don't come back over here.
Who's his producer? I'll fight him. You fight Samson.
Look at this guy. Look at his smug bastard
okay,
right
but
here.
That smile on his face. Yes, yes. Please, can we do a close-up?
Smile.
No, wait a minute. He's taunting us. He's taunting
also
us.
Also looks like first class.
This is disrespectful.
Or
yeah.
It looks like the overhead.
I've never had that wall.
He's small enough.
Seat.
He's small enough you could put him in the overhead.
Is this him signaling to America that I want all your jobs? He's going on tour.
He's on tour. What
interesting that he didn't invite the Hee Haw 3 to open up. I mean, truly selfish.
This is a big seat. Rich Eisen, is he doing this show solo?
Airplane seat or?
You keep making jokes, but
yes,
how am I just learning that there's an infographic that suggests that Stugatz is going to be working at WFAN? I go away for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And now Samson is betraying us.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that Rich Eisen is an enemy of ours?
He is now.
I'm worried that you don't think that way, Dan. Yeah, every show is an enemy of this show because we're number one.
He's competition, man.
Oh, I see.
We want to kick their ass over there.
You get it.
No, but Tony, this is your Nick Wright thing of everyone must be vanquished.
Everybody must be vanquished, including the Rich Eisen show.
Dan, we kind of need you behind this. No. It doesn't work without you.
Oh. You're the Shogun, Dan.
I think they can have David Samson.
Crimson Sky, Dan.
Rich Eisen.
Yeah, if we had to give
Rich Eisen,
up.
He's all yours. He's all yours.
We'll take a player to be named later.
The T-shirt store isn't worth that much.
Is the Trojan horse? Is that what we just gave him a virus?
Eisen, please.
He's going to take down the Rich Eisen show.
Please take him and go conquer worlds together. The two of you.
Wait to see.
This is a betrayal. At every turn, I go away for a couple of days. And why? What is happening around here?
I mean, mine was an April Fool's joke.
That a lot of people kind of believed.
Oh, man.
Not me, though.
Dan, we had a return of someone who I've missed for a very, very long time. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if any of you guys are aware of this. LeVar Ball is back. Oh, my God.
In a big way.
And you know what I likened it to? I said it's like, you remember when you were growing up, your mom used to make something, maybe it was like a special kind of cookie, whatever. Whichever she cooked, the house smelled like that, right? And then you grow up and you leave home and you go to college, you get a job, you get your own place, and you come back home for maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas.
You get that smell.
And you walk in the house and it smells like that smell and everything comes rushing back. That was me finding the LeVar Ball quotes. And I was like, oh, I've missed this so much. I've missed this so much. And it said, they asked him, why do your sons keep getting hurt? And he says, because they're not with me anymore. They got him doing these Rudy Toot workouts. And I want to know so badly, what does Rudy Toot workout mean?
You know exactly what it means.
I don't know what it means, but I want to know what it means.
He also threw Puma under the bus too. Yep.
Well, do we have any idea? I mean, what's true there? I mean, his sons aren't injured because of those shoes of his.
No, it's because the Rudy Toot workouts, according to him. I got the exact quote here for you, Dano. He says, quote, "The reason they hurt is because they got away from me. And they start doing these Rudy Toot workouts because if you keep running them hills, you're going to keep that power and that strength." A lot of things have to do with them raggedy shoes that Melo be wearing. Them shoes are not made the right way for him.
There it is.
That's why he keep tweaking his ankle every single time. Dog, remember how
that
much more fun?
That can't be real.
It's real. I got the audio.